Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 27th of February. February European inflation data starts to emerge from the provinces of the Euro Empire today. Of course, in theory, this is just a flash estimate, but as these change so rarely with the publication of the final numbers, the headline data is basically taken as accurate, even if details are lacking today. Germany and Spain are expected to offer basically stable inflation figures. French inflation should increase a little from an extraordinarily low number. There's nothing here to suggest an inflation concern. There's nothing here to suggest an affordability crisis either. That's more a US thing. European governments have generally not pursued policies that are likely to push prices higher, with some very, very specific exceptions. Things which shape inflation perceptions, like food prices, remain benign, with a modest pace of growth. And electricity prices in the euro area are even falling, a concept US consumers may struggle to comprehend at the moment. We also have inflation data from the United States, albeit higher up the supply chain, with January producer price inflation. Companies were keen to pass on price increases in December of last year, it seems, which added to the end-of-year inflation story. That may be less evident now in the January data, although there can be very little hope of companies reversing price increases. And January sales associated with price discounting are not really a concept that plays out at a producer price level. For economists, the focus will be on the details, as there are components of the producer price data which directly feed into the personal consumer expenditure deflator. And it is the PCE deflator that is going to be in focus in the increasingly divided debates of the US Federal Reserve. The battle there is about how quickly the eventual post-tariff disinflation forces emerge, or whether there may be a little bit more stickiness to price inflation. One producer price inflation number is not going to give a definitive conclusion, of course, but the details will provide much excitement. The People's Bank of China has scrapped a reserve requirement for forward contracts selling renminbi. Putting that another way, the central bank is making it easier to sell the currency. The PBOC would no doubt rather have the private sector sell the renminbi rather than be forced to sell it itself through intervention. That periodically creates international political tensions, and there's the increasingly problematic issue of what to do with the proceeds of the sale at a time when there is less enthusiasm for automatically just buying US government bonds. As ever, this may be less about the level of the currency and more about the recent pace of change. While exporters the world over are inclined to complain about currency levels, any exporter should be able to manage a stronger or a weaker currency, if they're a viable business, so long as they have sufficient time over which to adjust. There was a parliamentary by-election in the United Kingdom, which the governing Labour Party lost. The far-right Reform Party were also defeated and, interestingly, could not have won even in the absence of tactical voting, with Labour voters switching to the Green Party. Does this matter? Not really. The indifference of markets is probably the right approach. No general election is imminent in the UK. A leadership challenge against the Prime Minister is unlikely in the near term. Fiscal policy is unlikely to change. This was really a vote against things rather than for things. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer
or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.